Hey, you want that to go?
Now some quick takeouts on stories we're following all this week. We're going to go first to Todd Zwillick, the Takeaways Washington correspondent. Well, Todd, this has to be good news for the Democrats. The Congressional Budget Office says not only does this bill cost less than President Obama's target of $900 billion, but it could reduce the deficit, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it says. You know, I was thinking about this morning. Ibrahim always gets to do the scores. Now I get to do one finally, but it's a CBO score, unfortunately. But in my little world, this is a big one. This is a CBO score on the Finance Committee bill. Congressional Budget Office.
Thank you.
Which is a wonky institution, but boy, oh boy, are they important in Washington. They are the official arbiters of how much all legislation costs for the deficit and for taxpayers. So the score on the Finance Committee health care bill, the one we've been talking about for weeks, the Baucus bill, is $829 billion over 10 years. And while that is a lot of money, you said it, Celeste, the president said $900 billion or less, so they're well under that. Not only that, the CBO says that after 10 years, this bill will save the taxpayers $81 billion. So that's huge. This is the news that Democrats were waiting for, to be able to sell their plan on the Hill and in Washington. Here's Max Baucus, chairman of the Finance Committee.
This is very good news. I'm very pleased. Today, the Congressional Budget Office confirmed that the legislation of the Finance Committee to reform our health care system remains fully paid for and reduces the federal deficit. That's good news.
Now, how many people will this cover? Right now, 83% of Americans have insurance. CBO says once this bill is fully enacted, that'll go up to 94% of legal residents. Now, this leaves out illegal people, illegal immigrants, or anyone else who's undocumented. Of course, keep in mind, if we don't cover them now, we're still going to have to pay for them if they go to the hospital. It also
leaves out the public option.
Well, it does. And it's very interesting. The CBO was silent on the public option because as of now, as we know, it's not in this Finance Committee bill. It has a co-op. We've been talking about that. And the CBO took a pretty dim view of the co-op. It said they see no cost savings involved in the co-op. They say they see no reason why co-ops would be competitive in any of the existing insurance markets across the country. So for those Democrats out there who don't like the co-op idea and want what they call, you know, a robust public option or the real public option, the fine print of the CBO report is good news for them too. When the public option debate comes up in the coming weeks in the House and in the Senate, they're going to have ammunition. That's what this gives them.
Okay, Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.